Well, only one person can explain it, and he knows more about baseball than me and you combined. He has a great feel for the game. It's time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce, good morning.
What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, good morning. Well, first of all, let me amend that. That they don't call me Baseball Bruce. I mean, there's Baseball Marty and
true.
Baseball Pecan, for all I know.
Well, that's true. I've been
in
there.
Certain circles, Marty
Baseball
isn't
Marty. Rick Riz did that. He gave me the nickname.
What few people realize that your actual first name is Baseball, and Marty's just a nickname.
You know, look, didn't World Be Free do it? And there are people who have done that. I guess I could do that.
And a world peace and Marty Lurie, Baseball Marty.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be my Baseball Marty. All right, very good. All right.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, how's the foot today?
Every day is a little bit better. I'm still hobbling. It's a hideous thing to look at. It's fully bandaged, but I got a couple more weeks on the shelf.
Okay. All right, we're looking forward to seeing you out here. Who won the tennis today, by the way?
Don't tell me. I'm in the middle of a tape delay experience.
Okay. I know. I always I don't say it. I ask you.
Yeah.
Because I know your life is full of tape.
Yes, it is.
I understand that. All right.
From head to toe, right, Bruce?
He's pretty much. My whole body's
He's
tape.
Called
I'm
the mummy.
Right,
he's Bruce the Mummy Jenkins. That's what we call him. All right. Settle this thing with the All-Star game for us. You'll be the third person on this arbitration panel.
Good.
Every team, every city, or just get the best players?
Well, you know, they say that the game counts. And if it counts, they do so many things to make it seem like it doesn't count. You can vote a million times when you should only be able to vote once. You get the one player per team, and you get guys on there who are just there for show. Now, you know, every now and then, it's nice to see that one player from another team, and she does belong. But this year, it's not working this year. And basically, I'm kind of with Pecan on this. I don't like it. I want to see the best players, and I also want to see the best players, you know, playing most of the games. There was a game at Candlestick way back in the early 60s, an All-Star game, and it went to the 10th inning. And the National League outfield in the 10th inning was Mays, Clemente, and Aaron.
Okay? Wow.
That's how an All-Star game should go down for me.
No, today is the anniversary of the very famous All-Star game at Shea Stadium, and of course it's in New York in the Met Stadium this year.
Yep.
When Johnny Callison hit the 3-run homer to win the game, and it's a great story. And Dick Raddatz is the pitcher, and he was the monster. That's what they called him. Nobody could hit him.
Right.
And as a reliever, he threw 125 innings and strike out 210.
Wow.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but Willie Mays is there. Of course, Alston is the manager because in 63 the Dodgers win. And it's the ninth inning. They're down by a run, and Alston says to Willie, get on base. And Willie goes, I can't hit this guy. And that was the one he said to me, that's the one guy he says, I can't hit him.
Wow.
And somehow he gets on base, and Cepeda gets a hit-and-run single. The inning unravels, and Johnny Callison hits a 3-run homer to win the game. And one of the famous All-Star games. You know, when this thing is good, it's one you remember. I mean, you could go to every NBA, NFL, hockey. You'll never remember them. But you get an All-Star moment, and it is actually forever.
Yeah, I mean Ted Williams home run off the Epis pitch, and Tony Perez homering off Catfish Hunter, I think it was the 15th inning.
Right.
Stan Musial. I saw Bo Jackson's homer off Rick Russell. I'll never forget that in Anaheim. Absolutely. And you're right. I went to a bunch of Pro Bowls when I was a kid when it was in L.A. I don't remember really anything from that. The NBA All-Star game, maybe a moment or two, but, I mean, yeah, baseball definitely has its own pretty rich history, and it gets a little less vital to me every year, even as it counts.
Yeah, they got to get rid of the home run derby because it's just too long. I mean, does anyone watch it from beginning to end? 808 KMBR, as Gary says. Anybody watch the home run derby from beginning to end?
I used to be able to, and then Berman Stitt got a little bit old. And
it gets old in about 5 minutes.
Back, and all that.
Yeah, if Berman's doing it, I'm out from the very beginning. I'll watch the highlights later.
Or you'll tape it.
Yeah, I tape everything.
Right.
I tape my wedding and watch it later.
Spend your time at the pub. I got it.
All right. Bruce Jenkins with us. How'd you like yesterday with the lineup gaffe? And I'll tell you, honestly, I don't think I've ever been to a game where I saw that.
Yeah, you know, Marty, because that happened, that was a game, even though it's July, they had to win that game. Given everything that's been going on with them, now all of a sudden you've got a screw-up. And they, you know, if they lost the game, it's like, oh, my God, we'd be talking about it for days, and Bosie's losing it, or was it Wotus, or who was it? Who's the missing iPad, you know, guy? They had to win that game. They really did. I mean, it was just a real testament to Bumgarner's toughness that he pitched that well, and Romo closed it out. That was a very necessary win.
Well, Bumgarner, I was telling Marty yesterday that after Friday night when Kane had a chance to kind of take some of the pressure off this ball club, and he didn't get it done. I said, has Bumgarner got a chance to be the big boss on this staff? And with how he performed on the mound, striking out Puig three times and getting it done at the plate, is Bumgarner the stud of this staff?
Well, that's how it looks right now. I mean, ideally, you don't have to make that call. Then the two guys carry you, and it's a 1-2 thing. That's what really defines the good teams, and ideally, that's what's going to happen. It won't be about diminishing Kane's role in any way because he's not measuring up to Bumgarner. But right now, obviously, Bumgarner is the guy pitching the best.
You know, I said this morning, and coming in, you know, I love to walk across the field, and I'm passing the beer trucks and the big barrels
and
all that.
And the produce and all that.
Yeah, it just gets me ready for the day. And I said to myself, wow, Kershaw on Sunday, San Francisco, Chad Godin on the other side. If you weren't here in the 60s or 70s and you didn't get to see some of these matchups, it's not Marischal, Perry, Koufax, Sutton, Drysdale, but it's a Sunday game, and here's their guy. It could be Koufax. It could be, you know, it could be Drysdale.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Sutton. And it's Sunday here in a game you want to win. It's Giants-Dodgers. Something is going to happen today. I just feel it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if the Giants were to win it behind Godin, who's the last guy who'd ever thought would start any game for them, you know, in the spring, that would really be another big win. I mean, they need more than two wins against the Dodgers to really right the ship, but it would certainly, I mean, who knows, it could trigger something really good.
Yeah, and, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Are you going to tape it or watch it?
Stupid question, Marty. Of course I'm taping. No, I'm actually going to watch it live because we're going to be going to a party next door. I'm going to actually venture out of the house.
Really?
Yeah, big move for me. About good 20 yards of outdoor walking. So
now,
that'll be.
How are the LBs doing here during this recovery?
You know, not the best. The Boilers gained a little bit. I'm going to have to get back in the ocean in the pool as soon as I get him healthy.
You wrote a beautiful story today about surfing in Hawaii and the sailboat and all that. It was just gorgeous. Can you tell the fans just a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, I'm an old surf dog from Malibu. I've been in the water my whole life, and I've made many, many pilgrimages to the North Shore, which is the mecca of surfing in winter, all the way back to 74. I think I've only missed three winters since then.
Wow.
And I got to know a guy named Jeff Johnson. Now, Jeff Johnson is the father of Jack Johnson, one of the great singers, you know, on today's scene. But Jack Johnson was not born when I met Jeff. This is way, way back. And he's a character who sailed from California to Hawaii just to find his paradise. He was married. He had a 27-foot boat. He sailed in the summer of, 67, I think, and landed in Hawaii, summoned his wife and his first child, built a house on the North Shore, became a real part of the North Shore scene. Great surfer, great guy, a construction worker who built some of the houses, and, you know, became the father of this famous Jack Johnson. But I always knew Jeff as a source for big wave stories. I wrote a lot of pieces for surfing magazines, and I'd always stop by Jeff Johnson's house. He lived right in front of the Banzai Pipeline, which is the most famous spot in the world. He had this great deck, and I felt like, man, I was. It's like talking to Willie Mays in Murph's office. It really is. If you're a surfer, if you're sitting on Jeff Johnson's deck watching Pipeline, there's always a bunch of, you know, famous cats around. You know, the Kelly Slaters of the world are up there too. I mean, you really live in large. And Jeff passed away a few years ago, but when my editor asked me to write something combining surfing and sailing for this America's Cup thing, that was a natural for me, and I was really happy to be able to get that in print.
Well, it came out. It just was beautiful. And I grew up in Miami, and, you know, the sailboats of the Caribbean, and I got hooked on those kind of stories as about a 10 or 12-year-old. So, and when I'm reading it today, I said, wow, this is pretty good stuff. Very good.
Oh, thanks. It was a real pleasure to pleasure reading. I still make I still make those North Shore trips, and I miss being able to see Jeff Johnson, the guy who sailed to Hawaii and found his paradise.
Very good. Bruce,
what a story.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. All right, have a good day today. Get out of the house, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right.
All right, have a good day. Boy, what a guy.
Yeah, man. You couldn't pick a better guy to combo sailing and surfing.
Anything. Anything.
Bruce gets it done.
All right. 808 KMBR.
I hope he didn't hear my tennis Wimbledon snafu there. I didn't realize he was waiting.
He went right past him.
What a pro.
Unless he's taping this show. I don't know. Maybe listening to this later.
Just tape life.